Bonjour, aujourd'hui on reçoit Jake, assistant d'anglais dans notre établissement depuis début octobre. Jake vient des États-Unis, plus précisément de Californie. Nous sommes très curieux d'en savoir plus sur lui, son pays, pourquoi il est en France et surtout ses impressions depuis son arrivée.
Where is your university located?
My university is in San Francisco. So I lived in San Francisco when I was at college for about 3 years. But I have graduated, so I am not a student anymore.
What do you study?
I studied French. I studied the French language. So we talked about the French language and French history as well in my courses.
How long did you study?
I studied for a total of 5 years. I spent 3 years in San Francisco, and I spent 2 years in Orange County, where I grew up.
What's your weekly schedule?
My weekly schedule, it is variable. So, for example, this week it was somewhat empty, but some weeks I work more hours. I work here at the high school, and I also work next door at the middle school. So it really just changes, which is fun.
What job would you like to do?
What job would I like to do in the future? I'm not sure. As we've talked about in your class, it's somewhat difficult to find a job, especially in the United States, that you can keep for your life, basically. So I'm sure that in the future I'll do many different types of jobs. And right now, my career path is somewhat uncertain, one could say.
What does the exam consist of?
So in the United States, we don't have an exam like the BAC. Each state has their own exam for exiting high school. In California, we have the California High School Exit Exam. But it's not very hard. It's not a very difficult exam. So it's not as big of a deal like the BAC is in France.
What's your graduation ceremony like?
Our graduation ceremony is like you've seen in movies or shows or something, where we have the hat and we move the tassel on the hat from one side to the other to signify that we have graduated, we're moving on in our lives. And it's a lot of speeches. It's very long. It's about 4 or 5 hours. For my graduation ceremony, we had fireworks. We had it at the baseball stadium in San Francisco. So that was cool. But yes, it's very much like the typical American graduation ceremony that you would see on TV or in movies, yes.
Merci d'avoir répondu à nos questions. Nous allons passer à des questions sur ta vie en France.
Right. Salut Radio.
Salut Radio qui donne la pêche.
What did you come le tréport?
I came to Le Tréport because I applied for a program, I believe through Éducation Nationale, but I'm not sure exactly how everything works. But I applied for the program through this program in the United States called Teacher's Assistant Program in France, and they pick. So I picked Académie de Rouen, and they put me in Le Tréport. So I could have been anywhere in Normandy, essentially, but they put me here. So random.
How long is your stay?
My stay, I got here at the end of September, I arrived, and I'll be leaving in May. So about 8 months, I would say. Yes. 8 months. Which is a long time for an American to be away from the United States, I think. But it's been very nice. I like it.
Where are you staying during your stay?
I'm actually staying here at the lycée. They have apartments available for the assistants. I was supposed to be with an assistant from Spain, but that assistant did not show up, so I'm living alone in the apartment. But it's very nice. It's very nice. It's very spacious. And I have a washing machine, which is very nice as well.
What do you do in your free time? Where have you visited?
So in my free time, day to day, maybe on the weekends and stuff, I don't do as much. I brought my computer from home, so I play games with my friends back at home. I go on walks around the city, little hikes. I bike to the grocery store, the market. One of the teachers at the college lent me a bike, so I can use that. And then, for example, today, I'm actually, because today is the day before vacances de Noël, or no, not vacances de Noël, the other one, vacances d'hiver. today, I'm actually leaving for Lebanon. I'll be in Lebanon for a few days, and then I'm going to a couple other countries after that. I've traveled around France. When my girlfriend Ali visited, we went to Mont-Saint-Michel. We went to Rennes. I've been to Paris, of course, Marseille, Lyon, a couple other cities. But yeah, my favorite part is that I have the opportunity to travel. It's very difficult to come to Europe and travel when you're in the United States, especially in California, because it's a 10-hour flight from California to France. So it makes it a lot more difficult. So when I'm here, it's much easier to travel.
What is your favorite French dish?
My favorite French dish is confit de canard. Definitely. I'd love that very much. I eat that as often as I can.
What have you discovered since your arrival in France that you didn't know before?
Well, when I had visited France before, I had visited, however, I hadn't visited, say, France outside of Paris. I've just visited Paris in the past. So coming to places of France where the population is much smaller, where there's a lot different culture, has been a very unique experience. I didn't know that people spoke Picard, for example. I didn't know that this was like a separate sort of thing. This is something that's been very interesting to learn, and the different words that we use here versus the words that I've heard in Paris on my previous trips. So, and a different accent as well. A Normand accent is quite interesting to hear it and learn about. So it enriches my French education, definitely.
How did you manage to communicate with the French?
Well, I did study French, so it has been, it hasn't been too hard communicating in French with French people. Sometimes I have difficulty with certain accents, or when I'm on the phone, when they call me on the phone, sometimes that's a little more difficult because you can't see the person you're talking on the telephone. But ultimately, knowing French has helped me a lot at the schools and outside of the school.
What do Americans think of tips?
Like what American stereotypes of like the French?
Yes.
Yes. So Americans are very funny with their stereotypes. Many Americans don't have the opportunity to come to France. Many Americans will never come to France. Many Americans never leave the United States. They stay in the United States for their whole lives. For example, my dad had never been to Europe until we went to Paris, I think in 2019. And he was, you know, 55, 56, and he had never come to Europe. So, Americans have a lot of stereotypes about French people. I think they're wrong, mainly. I think the stereotypes are very wrong, but you'll have a stereotype where they think every French person has a baguette walking around, or they have a beret, or like a white shirt with blue stripes on it. That's like the stereotype. Like the naval shirt, I think you would call it. The naval shirt. But yeah, that's the stereotype. But obviously, this is not reality. This is not what actually happens in France. So, yeah.
What do you think is the weirdest French word?
I think the weirdest French word is the word I learned when I got here, which is écureuil. That's a very difficult word. Did I say it right? Did I say it right? Maybe? Écureuil? Yeah? Okay. But it took a little while to figure that out, though.
What are you the thing you think change in your routine?
In your, like, in daily life routines here, maybe? You know, where I'm from in California, we drive a lot. And we drive really, really long distances. So it's been nice having a different daily routine here where, you know, for the most part, I'm walking around. I'm not going very far on my daily life. I don't have to go that far to go to the grocery store. I can bike. I think it's interesting that school here is from 8 in the morning to 5 at night. That's very different for us because our school in the United States, for the most part, ends at 2:30, maybe 3. So you have school from 8 to 2:30 or 3 o'clock, never until 5 o'clock. That is very late for me. So that is something strange. And then the students that work in the restaurant stay until like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. And that is just, that's very interesting to me. I've never seen something like this.
Peux-tu nous lire cette phrase? J'adore écouter Chalut la radio.
Of course. J'adore écouter Chalut la radio.
Nous arrivons à la fin de cette interview. Merci à Jake d'avoir répondu à nos questions et on espère que ton séjour chez nous t'aura donné envie de rester ou du moins de revenir. Et pour finir, on se quitte avec la chanson française que tu préfères. What is your favorite French song?
My favorite French song. There's this French DJ that I like very much named, I think it's Madion. One of the teachers over at the college is a big fan of his as well. And so my favorite song by him would be off an album called Adventure. Okay would be the song. Yes.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.